Welcome to Beckett County High School Basketball. This is Ralph Ray with the Lane Hill Cross sitting by my side, and J-Man Johnny Sells here to bring you the action from Red Falling Springs Gymnasium. And I can't recall if this gym has a particular name, but it's Red Falling Springs High School, that's for sure. And we'll bring you the action tonight for HRN Cable Channel 10 to be rebroadcast, we think, at or about 12:30 tomorrow on WANY 100.9 Stereo FM, although last night's game, we understand, just started about 15 minutes ago on the rebroadcast cycle. That was the game from the games, from Monterey, that our Lady Bobcats and our Bobcats won quite handily. So what do you guys think is going to happen tonight? Anything different?
No, not really. I think they're going to come out. I look to be close, maybe the first quarter, and then there's going to be another blowout.
Yeah. Well, back on December 4th, our girls won 60-42, and Red Barling stayed close the first quarter, 10-8. Halftime 33-26, and by the end of the third, it was 48-34. So they hung in there quite a while. Although we made gradual progress as we went through the playing time, but at any rate, you can listen to us now on cable channel 10, or if you prefer to listen to last night's game, turn on 100.9 Stereo FM, or do both. But don't get confused. Know which is which. We'll be bringing you live on Cable Channel 10 from Red Falling Springs. So what are you guys expecting? Anything out of an ordinary night?
I think once you turn the loosen the rings up on these girls right here and they get to running up and down the floor, they'll just run them.
They've been known to do that, that's for sure. Now, the Lady Bulldogs come in here with what has to be considered an okay record, particularly for Red Boiling, winning 19 and dropping 14. That's a lot of games, though, and I don't quite understand that, but that's what it supposedly is. But at any rate, our girls are 22-2. And undefeated, winning 8 in District 7. Red Barling plays in District 8, along with, if I can find my notes, Merrill Hyde, Gordonsville, Truesdale County, and Watertown and Good Pasture. And they'll be playing in our region. But right now, let me see if I can give you some schedules for next week and the week after when we go to the district tournament. Right now, our boys will be playing Tuesday at 7:30. If they win, they'll play Friday at 6 p.m. against Clay, the number one in the district for the boys. And should they get by Clay, then they'll play Tuesday the next week at 7:30. Now, our Lady Bobcats will be playing this Thursday at 8 p.m. from Livingston Academy against either Clay County or Monterey, and that is the play-in game, as they call it. And then our Lady Bobcats should play in the championship game, we would think, on Monday following at 7 p.m. against either Jackson County or Clark Range. So, having said that, it's time to pay our bills. So let's go away, and we'll be back.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Aminette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminette at 606-688-0913.
Well, welcome back, folks, to Red Burlington Places High School. Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill Cross, and J-Man Johnny Sells bringing tonight's action. Johnny, you want to run the rosters?
Okay, for the Red Burlington Springs Lady Bulldogs, you have number 10, Hannah Smith, number 32, Alexis Quillerette, number 52, Maggie Eisenberger, number 40, Shaylee Ellingson, number 20, Abby Tuck, number 33, Kaylee Tuck, number 14, Amber MacArthur, number 50, Macy Raines, number 12, Tamara Murphy. Number 24, Kalina Hatchard. And number 25, Desiree Hallfresh.
Johnny, how is that number 32? What's the first letter of her last name? O or Q?
O. O-U.
Olivet? I think it's called a Fillowet.
I think it's O.
Yeah.
I think it's O silent, though. When you got two vowels together, the first one's silent.
What are you guys going to call her?
Ulet.
I'm going to call her Ulet.
You live.
But just don't call her late for lunch.
Okay, the starting five for the Red Bull Springs Lady Bulldogs, as we have it at this point, is number 10, Hannah Smith, number 32, Maggie Eisenberger, number 40, Shaylee Ellingson, number 33, Kaylee Tuck, and number 12, Tamara Murphy. They're coached by Dustin McKinney. The Lady Bobcats, the entire roster is number 3, Cassidy Giesling, number 15, Tyra Johnson, number 34, Savannah Hammock, number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Krantz. Number 24, Lana Bibry. Number 22, Andrea Beatty. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 11, Jana Thurl. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. And double zero, Big Mac, Tristan McClellan. The starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats will be double zero, Tristan McClellan. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 11, Jana Thurl, and number 24, Lana Bibry. They're coached by Brent Smith and assisted by Kayla Gibson. And you know what the coming of this gym makes me think of, especially right now at this time of the year?
What?
Just like you opened up a big Valentine's card, all this red and white.
It is. It's Valentine's, isn't it? Thank you, J-Man, Johnny. I don't know what we'd do without you. I guess we'd do without you, but we're not going to do that. I just want to take 2 seconds to say that I did have a couple of people come over and ask, probably wanted to know if I was sane or not. After that, I guess I refer to it as either an altercation or a debacle we had last night when Mr. Boone came flying into our table and just about cut Delaney in half with the table. And sent me flying, I don't know, several feet. My headset gone, my glasses gone. Our cell phone that we used to connect to Channel 10 was lying on the floor. But guess what? It never stopped. So I just want people to know, as long as I didn't bend my metal parts, I'll be just fine.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking all the time going back home, you know, he kept talking about bending those metal parts, and I thought, well, you know, we may have to stop over here at Cooper's and see what they'll give for him.
Well,
the recycling place.
He's a wreck mobile now.
Let me tell you, I was lucky guy.
You sure was, Ralph. In all seriousness, you was very lucky.
I know, I realized that. And you had to bring up that Van Buren incident.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That goes back several years where the chair broke, one of the legs broke, and I fell back and hit my head against the cement. And quite frankly, that was probably worthy of concussion.
I kind of addled you just a little bit up there that night, I believe, didn't it?
Pardon me?
Kind of addled you?
Yeah. But at any rate, I do remember the school officials, the administrators were so concerned. Because I think they saw my attorney come walking in the door. but at any rate, I'm fine, and I'm just a lucky guy to be able to see all this great basketball. So let's take this opportunity to go away once more. You folks know, you know what your assignment is. Favorite toddy, pit stop, and back in that cushy chair. We'll be right back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks.
Getting ready for the anthem?
Yeah. Darlene, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Well, like I said, I think it's going to be tight, maybe the first quarter, but the Lady Bobcats are going to pull it out there in the second quarter.
The flag must be up here.
It's right here.
Right here.
Oh,
good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to senior night here at Red Horn Spring. Oh!
Well, we'll see where this takes us, but as soon as the national anthem starts, Robert, we're going to throw it back to you, which is right about now. We'll be back.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at all Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Welcome back, folks, here to Red Bulling Springs High School. Again, Ralph Ray, Delaney O'Cross, and J-Man Johnny Sells. Johnny?
Okay, getting ready to start us off with this squad. Lady Bobcats be introduced first. 00, Krista McClellan. Number 11, Jana Searle. Number 24, Alana Bibry. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. That's the starting five for years. Pickett County Lady Bobcats.
Oh, my God.
I think we got a power outage.
Hey.
The shades of Park Range, isn't it?
I believe it. They picked it up, ain't they?
A little Mick Jagger going on there, ain't he? All right, getting ready to introduce the starting five for the Lady Bulldogs of Red Bulling Springs. And we still don't know who that player was that was injured during the warm-up.
Well, we might be able, by using deduction, to figure it out as we go along.
Number 52, Maggie Offenberg. Number 40, Shaylee Ellingson. Number 33, Kaylee Tuck. Number 32, Alexis Willis. Number 10, Hannah Smith. That's the starting five for Red Bull Springs Lady Bulldogs. Lights are coming back on. The Lady Bobcats out on the floor. Look like they're ready to go.
All right, Delane, you're the intern.
All right. We know we got our very own Dana Furl. She's going to jump up again. I'm assuming 33. Could be 52.
Well, here's the tallest one.
Going to be 33. Tuck, Harley Tuck.
Look at this arrangement. They're back on defense.
All right. Lady Bobcats has got the ball.
They went over and back. What are they doing? Duh?
I think they got confused on which goal they had.
That's a little bit of a mental error,
okay.
I would say.
I said the light flicker and got it all. Here we go. All right. We've got Eisenberg with it. She gets it over to Smith passes it down. I got to get these names straightened up here. Eisenberg with it again. He gets it down in the corner to Ellingson. Ellingson gets it back to Eisenberg. Eisenberg drives inside. She's going to pass it out to Smith. Smith's going to shoot a three. It's in there.
3-0. That's what they get for that mental error.
Ball passed over to Jana Furl. She's going to shoot a three. It's short. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats. Out of bounds.
Come on, get it in.
Ball passed into Furl. Furl takes it inside, pass it top, preach it over to McClellan for three. Can't it.
Tucker for Benmack.
Eisenberg with it. She's going to pass it long to Murphy. The Lady Bobcats has picked up full court press.
No,
Eisenberg with it. She drives in and she loses the ball. It's going to come back to you, Lady Bobcat.
And here they go.
Pass over to Pritchett. Pritchett feeds it inside to Furl. Furl gets it back to Pritchett. She's going to shoot a three. In and out. Nope. Buck knocks it long, though. Pritchett gets it. Gets it down to Big Matt McClellan. She's going to drive in, and there's going to be a blocking on Smith. That's going to be her first.
The first foul of the game, and it's tied 3-3.
They say 40, didn't they?
Ellingson.
That's Ellingson. Sorry. Ball out to McClellan. She passes underneath the bridge. She goes up strong, and they're going to call that ball on that, and it goes to the Bulldogs.
You know, we're in a perfect position on this basket to notice the Pritchard using that elbow.
Yes. Ball passed in the touch. So it gets it down to Ulette. Eisenberg with it over on the left side. She's going to drive inside. She's going to pass it back out to Ellingson. Ellingson passes over to Smith. Smith gets it back to Ulette. We've got good defense going on right now. Ellingson with it. She gets it back to Eisenberg. Down in the corner to Smith for three. She misses. Rebound long to Milbury. Milbury gets to Big Matt McClellan. She's going to drive in all the way in. She's going to draw a foul. You know, you noticed that right there. She drove in. She knew she was under the goal, but she still went up and drove that foul.
Yep. She said, my mommy didn't raise any dummies.
No. McClellan at the line. She's going to shoot two.
She's on the honor roll, you know. It always has been. I guess. Somebody lost a shoe down there.
First shot on its way. Oh, in and out.
Number 12 reports in. That's Tamara Murphy.
Second shot on its way. Good.
That was a nice shot. 4-3 now. The Lady Bobcats up by a single point.
We got Eisenberg with it. She's going to pass it long to Murphy. She took an extra step on that. She gets it over to Smith. Smith gets it up to Eisenberg. She passes into Murphy.
Boy, Jana Farrell's all over her.
Oh, and it gets
away. Oh, no, no, no,
Big
no, no,
Mac
no.
Big Mac throws it down to Farrell, but Pearl saves it in, but it goes to the Lady Bulldogs.
Well, that error was unforced. We just tried to run too much.
Oh. If she hadn't moved, it would have been a good loss. It would have been a charge.
Was that on Bilbrey or Pritchett?
Bilbrey.
5:26 remaining in the first with the Lady Bulldogs at the line, and they'll knot it up at 4.
Offenberg shot good.
She'll get a second.
5:26 left. Second one, no good. Going to be rebounded by Bilbrey. Bilbrey gets it to Pearl. Pearl gets it up top to McClellan. McClellan drives in. She gets it down to Pritchett. Pritchett goes up and shoots. Stop that amount. Stay with the bucket.
Courtney, well, 8 times out of 10, she'll make that bucket.
Ball passed in to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it over to McClellan. McClellan drives in. Milbury gets it. Milbury passes to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it in. She gets it to McClellan. McClellan shoots a little jump shot. It's in there.
Nothing but that. Bingo, 6-4.
Smith gets it down to Ellingson. Ellingson's going to run it in, pull up a little jumper in there.
Boy.
Tied up.
6-6.
Oh! Ellingson comes right up and just strips the ball right away from Pearl.
You got
going to be double teamed.
And a double, triple teamed. Jaina was blindsided. She didn't see her.
Mm-mm. She came up from behind her.
Five seconds.
They throw the ball in, and Pearl gets it. She throws it down to
one, girls.
To McClellan. McClellan gets it to Buck. Buck gets it up top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey back to McClellan. McClellan gets it all the way over to Pearl.
That's a pass could have been intercepted.
Yep, that one there too. Back to McClellan, over to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it back to Pearl. She's going to shoot it. She misses. Going to be rebounded by Ellingson. Ellingson gets it over to Smith. Smith throws it down to Murphy. Murphy's going to run it down.
It's a high dribble.
Yep. She drives in. She misses, but who's that tuck? It's the rebound. She's going to be fouled by, look like,
Pritchett, I Pritchett. Think.
Pritchett. That's going to be her first.
Both teams have 2 team fouls at this juncture with 4:01 remaining in the first.
Took at the line, first shot up. Good.
Well, we're down in a hole, 7-6 once more.
Second shot with 4:01 left. Good.
That's 8-6. Actually, our first game was 10-8 at the end of the first quarter.
Pearl with the ball. Passes inside to Pritchett.
Watch it.
Back up top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey to shoot a 3. That was off. Knocked around. McClellan comes up with it.
And
gets it in on the left post.
Right through the basket. 8-8.
Eisenberg gets it down to Murphy. Murphy gets it back over to Smith. Smith passes all the way down to Ellingson. Ellingson's going to take it along the baseline. Passes out to Murphy. She goes up. Shoot. Roller. No good.
Boy,
and now Bilbrey.
Oh boy.
Bilbrey throws it long to McClellan. McClellan gets it down to Pearl. Pearl lays it in on the left side. Teamwork, teamwork.
10-8. Knocked away by the Lady Bobcats. 3:15 remaining. We're up 10-8. Which, by the way, was the score at the end of the first quarter when we played back in December.
Buck gets it over to Ellingson.
Oh,
it's going to be a handshake. Call on Pearl.
That's a quick list.
Our first, team third.
3:05 remaining. The third keep foul called on the Lady Bobcats. Only 2 on the Lady Bulldogs.
Get the ball into Eisenberg. Eisenberg with it up top. There's a sound. Passes inside, but that pitch is out to intercept it. McClellan's wide open. She's going to take it in. Going to be in there.
Put it in. 12-8. Quick time out there by the Lady Bulldogs. The short one, Johnny. What are you thinking?
I think that we just not got warmed up yet. We done that little mistake right there on the very start. You know, I'm just wondering if we did that one. You made a comment about them getting back here on
That's
the rest
why they
of the field. And then we got the ball on this side, which was on our side to shoot the basket. We threw it back across the line, so I think that kind of got them confused.
Yeah. They come down here to, I probably assume to get them confused.
You know, you might be right, but it looked.
It did, yeah.
You know what? I don't think I've ever saw that happen before.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I think I've done that once. When I jumped up to get the ball, it was knocked around a few times, and I got it, and I went, they were lined up. It was bad.
We played with a pretty excitable kid in high school, and he even shot the ball at the wrong basket.
Ellington with it. She's going to shoot a three. Miss, Tricia gets the rebound. All the way down to.
We're breaking down.
Down to Farrell. Farrell
and she pops it in. It'll make it 14-8, 2.5 minutes remaining.
Eisenberg with the ball. She gets it back over to Smith. Smith,
I believe she walked. Yep. I believe that.
Ellison with it. Ellison gets it inside to Tuck. Eisenberg up top with it. She gets it back to Ellington.
Get on her.
Ellison gets it back to Tuck inside. She shoots, misses, rebound goes to McClellan. McClellan gets it to Farrell.
Oh,
Pearl shoots, and she's going to be hit by Eisenberg, and that's going to be her second.
Boy, she had a tough hit there. Jana suddenly turned 90 degrees, well, 45 degrees to the right. But at any rate, Jana's at the line, 2-on-1 remaining. There's the family. What?
He's asking for the principal. The principal of the school. Right here.
What's wrong?
I think he got cursed by a bystander over there on Red Bull and Spring side.
Cursed?
I don't know. We're getting ready to find out.
We had one of those last night.
Uh-huh.
They took.
Okay, listen, I'm going to hear what he says.
All right. That's what he's saying.
The guy with the beard up there. Where's he at? I don't see. Oh, I see him now with a hat on, with a Titan shirt and a hat.
Where? They're getting ready to
throw somebody out. First shot at Buffalo, good.
15-8. I've often wondered if you could be a ventriloquist.
Yeah, taking one up, good.
16-8, 2-1 remaining.
Ball into Tuck, knocked away by Farrell again. The same thing that happened a minute ago. She did the same thing.
Yep. 16-8, 1:59 remaining in first.
Ball got into Ellington. Ellington gets it back to Smith. Smith hands it off to Murphy. Murphy's going to take it down inside. Shoot. And going to be rebounded by McClellan. McClellan's going to run it down. She goes between two players and the ball slipped, but she gets it back. She gets it out to Farrell. Farrell's going to pass to McClellan. She's going to shoot a three. Count it.
Turn it back. 19-8. And. Boy, this is a little different than that last game where we only led by two at the end of one.
Ball down to Tuck. Got in the corner to Murphy. She's going to shoot a three in there. She didn't even look set at all, did she?
19-11.
Ball throw down to Buck. Buck up top to Milbury. Milbury to McClellan. Inside to Pritchett. Back to McClellan. Cleland drives in, passes to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it on baseline, gets it out to Pearl. She's going to shoot a three. Nope, this is short. Going to be rebounded by, I don't know. There's timeout. This wants to go to your Lady Bulldogs.
49.7 seconds remaining. The Lady Bobcats got up 19-11.
Look here, the police don't want to go down and get him.
Well, then they know who they want to extricate.
He said the guy with the beard.
Well, how many beards do you have on that side? There he is. He's a young man. At least by my standards.
I think the one with the beard, right there.
Right here? At any rate, boy, I'm sure glad I cleaned my language up. Now what? I think we're looking for somebody to get to take charge over there. You're awfully quiet, Delane.
Well, I'm watching to see what's going on.
Are they going to call the technical? That's the next option.
We got all kind of discussion on the floor of the rest here.
The arrow's not on. He's going to do what?
We don't really know what's going on, I don't think.
Well, the zebras are having a confab.
Maybe they're getting it straightened out now.
At any rate, Delane, you're on.
Here we go again. Let's get this rolled. Gosh. Eisenberg with the ball. Takes it down. Big Mac strips it away.
You got quick hands.
He gets it to Buck. Buck's back to McClellan.
You know, Abby hadn't touched that ball too much.
No, they've been on her.
Yeah, look at her. They're playing a kind of a box and one, where number 20 is touching Abby Buck at all times.
They know she's a three-point shooter, and they're just covering her up.
You think that's the reason?
What I'd say.
I don't know, Tristan's hit too.
Well, I was going to say, Tristan's having a great first quarter.
Big Matt McClellan, she's on the move. Gonna pass it up top to Buck, then in the corner to Milbury. Milbury up to Pearl. Come on, guys, you gotta shoot. Pearl shoots it in. Nope, nothing there.
Well, we didn't get a very good shot on that.
No,
but,
at the end of the first, Lady Bobcats 19, Lady Bulldogs 11.
So, let's go away, folks, and we'll be back with second quarter action.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Well, welcome back, folks. Delane.
Here we go. The Lady Bobcats are going to get the ball inbound. And McClellan's got it up at the top of the key. Works over to the left for Bridget. Bridget dribbles inside. Passes to Pearl, and she's fouled and misses the shot, but she's going to be fouled by Eisenberg, and that's going to be her third.
Really?
Yeah.
The fourth feed pile, and she has three of them.
Pearl at the line, and she's two.
And I think she's fouled Jane about every time.
Her shot up, good.
I'll make it 20 to 11.
Second shot on its way, good.
Ooh. 21 to 11.
Smith gets it into Eisenberg. Eisenberg back to Smith. Smith over the line, but Pritchett.
She gets it.
Pritchett's got it. She's going to take it down along the baseline. She's going to, tries to get it to Pearl, but throws it too hard. Eisenberg comes away with it. Eisenberg gets it to Tuck. Tuck over to Smith. Down low, but Pearl intercepts that pass. Pearl gets it down to McClellan. McClellan's going to pull up. She misses. Fault four going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to your Lady Bulldogs.
That arrow, I think, has been on their favor for quite some time, don't you think? It just seems that way. Now it's on our side. 21-11, 7:21 remaining in the second.
Tuck with the ball, gets it to Smith. Smith gets it down to Ellingson. Ellingson passes it long down to Murphy. Back up top to Ellingson. Ellingson over to Smith for a three. In the house. He should have cut the length.
21-14. They've hit, two or three of those.
Oh, McClellan passes inside, and it's picked off by Tuck. Tuck gets it to Eisenberg, back to Tuck.
That's called forcing it.
Tuck runs it all the way down, and that's going to be a charge on Tuck.
And they're going to take a basket away.
Yeah.
Who was it, Jana took it?
No, Bilbrick.
Oh, well, Alana does a good job of that, too. Hammock's in the lineup now for the Lady Bobcats. Who went out?
Pritchett. Got McClellan with it. Takes it over on the left side. She gets it to Hammock. Hammock's going to shoot.
Well, I'll tell you, she's not afraid to pull the trigger.
Rebound by Tuck. Tuck gets it down to Tuck. Tuck passes over to Ellington. Ellington passes into Tuck. She's wide open. And I believe Alana's going to sit down.
Well, she didn't get back. 21-16. We don't seem we want to put this away at all. We got the wrong girl shooting for three pointers, I think. Well, we get that one.
We get that one back.
Gilbert is out of lineup now.
Martin Lynn.
Martin's going to get it inbounded. Gets it to McClellan.
Only a five-point lead at this point.
McClellan to Hammock. Hammock out to Pearl. Pearl to Martin. Martin to Pearl. Over to McClellan, over to Martin. Martin inside to Pearl. Pearl takes it.
Yeah.
And scores.
Nice move by Jana, 23-16.
Ball inbounded to Eisenberg. Almost stripped away. Get it down to, they're really wanting a foul. Tuck. Knocked out of bounds. Takes it to Lady Bulldogs.
5:32 remaining. Jana takes a break, and Courtney Pritchett's back in there. 7-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs.
This crowd's going crazy. Ellingson with it. She drives all the way down. Scores, and she's going to be fouled by Buck. It's going to be Buck first.
23-18. 5:24 remaining.
Ellingson's at the line. She's going to shoot a one. Shot up. Good. That's a high arc shot. This is how high that was.
23-19. We're only up by four.
Clearly gets the ball over to Pearl. Pearl drives in. Gets it back to McClellan. McClellan drives in. Shoots. It's in there.
Boy, slicing and dicing, wouldn't you say? 25-19.
Ball to Eisenberg. Eisenberg back to Tuck. No, that's not Tuck. That was Ellingson. Ellingson gets it to Murphy. Murphy.
Get back, girl.
Too high down.
Too high.
Oh, they called it.
You know, I don't see how those shots go in. A Big Mac goes on the go like that. She makes it so easy.
Well, you know.
Her body just as limber as it can be. It looks just
you know someone
there.
Else who does that? John Michael Farrell.
Yes.
He usually has three or four guys hanging on
him. Clearly gets the ball to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to shoot. She misses.
I think that ball might have been tipped.
Yeah. Tuck goes down with it. Tuck passes down in the corner to Tuck. She's trapped. She tries to throw it. It's knocked out of bounds by Buck.
You know, I'll be honest about it. I'm kind of impressed by the Lady Bulldogs.
All right. Is that number 15? I don't have a
yes.
Number 15.
Well, neither do I.
Okay. Well, 15's got the ball.
There's a
she's
walk.
She's to the ground, and they call her for a walk.
Well, I guess she'll be number 15.
Yeah. I'll pass to Pearl. Pearl gets it up to Buck. It's going to pull up a three. Count it.
Keep it moving to her left, but it still went in. 28-19. Do we need some of those? Uh-oh. We need that.
Murphy passes the ball to 15, and it goes out of bounds.
Went to her legs, actually, I think. 4-12 remaining in the second. Lady Bobcats have it.
Big Mac with it up top. She's going to dribble over on the right side. Passes to Buck. Buck passes back to Big Mac. Passes inside to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it in. Back up top to Pearl for a three. Nope. It's too hard. Goes long. Murphy comes away with it. He runs it down. Cute. Nothing there. Pritchett gets back.
Fouled. Big time.
She got fouled, and I think she's getting ready to lay into her. Smith, that's her second.
Hannah Smith, the senior. The Lady Bulldogs starting lineup was made up of all juniors and seniors.
Bridget Chute, that's right past the free throw line, scores.
That puts us up by 11. And we're going to steal it down here, I think.
And Pearl gets that steal, and she's going to be fouled. She's going to go to line to shoot, too.
That's got to be frustrating if you're a Lady Bulldog.
I didn't see the number. He did.
Number 10.
Girls at the line, first shot up. Good.
That's the net.
3:29 left.
Jenna's on fire at the charity line, Johnny.
Yeah, she hit five straight.
My God.
We're going to jinx there.
Second one.
No! No! 32-19, 3:29 remaining.
Ball inbound to Tuck. Tuck gets it back to Smith. Smith gets it to Murphy.
Can't dribble.
Murphy throws it all the way down to Ellingson. Ellingson gets it back to Murphy. Murphy back to Ellingson.
That's the top of the key.
Knocked away.
Wide
open. Lays it in.
Abby made a great defensive play there.
Going to be a full timeout, it looks like.
So, with 3:04 to go, Delaine, relax. 33-19. We'll be back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Eisenberg passes over to Smith. Smith's going to penetrate inside. Tries to get it down to Tuck, and Pearl almost picked it off, but knocked it out of bounds.
Well, the best I remember, Delaine, Twister could get kind of risque.
Well, you have to watch who you're playing with, that's for sure. Eisenberg gets it up top to Smith. Smith 2-3. This one she misses. Rebound Bilber. Bilber gets it to Martin.
Somebody run the baseline.
Martin takes it down, and she runs it to Eisenberg. She's going to sit down, I believe. That's her fourth.
Really?
She's got four fouls and two. Yep. That's it.
It's how much has she scored, Johnny, or has she scored?
Eisenberg one free throw.
Well, I assume that's what it was.
She shot two and hit one.
Oh.
First shot up by Martin. No good. Rebound Tuck. Tuck gets it to Smith. Smith throws it down to Tuck. We got a 20 Tuck and a 33 Tuck.
A Tuck. Look at that.
They've trapped her. You get
the charge.
Gracie Martin took that charge. That's going to be two on Tuck.
A couple of those Lady Bulldogs getting charges filed. They don't seem to have a sense when somebody's behind them. Just an observation.
Yes. McClellan with the ball. Passes inside to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it out to Mibber. Mibber gets it to Pearl. Back up top to Big Mac McClellan. McClellan gets it over to Martin. Martin passes to Pearl. Back up to McClellan. McClellan drives in. Gets it to Pritchett.
Reverse. No, she didn't put it up.
Gracie Martin drives in, and there's going to be a foul on.
We're in double already.
That goes against Murphy, number 12. That's going to be her first.
And we've only committed four, which is usually reversed.
Yeah. Martin at the line to shoot two more with a minute and 44 left in the second.
Come on, we need them.
Good. Second shot. In and out. Coming away with it's going to be Ellingson. And it's stripped away. Pritchett gets it, Pearl, and there's going to be a foul against number 33. So that's going to be her third.
Just an observation. They did the worst thing you can do with that kind of press. She stopped her dribble.
Pearl at the line and shoot two. First shot. Good.
I'm not saying a word, Johnny.
Me neither.
36-19. The lane shutting us off, I'll tell you.
You just saw it. You better not jinx it. For a second shot.
What?
Missed it. Murphy gets the ball down to Tuck. Tuck gets it to Smith. Smith passes inside to Tuck. Tuck goes up, shoots. That's a narrow rebound. Buck. Buck gets it to McClellan. McClellan takes it all the way down.
Oh, left-handed.
He misses.
Nice move. That'll be our ball.
Safe black.
36-19. Another two-pointer. We'll have it doubled.
McClellan gets it in to Buck. Buck up top to Pearl. Pearl to McClellan. Down to Pritchett. Pritchett up top to Pearl. Wide open for three. Thought it was in there. Big Matt McClellan runs it down. She's going to take it in, gets it back to Pearl. Pearl's going to take it in, gets it out to Mibry. Mibry up top to Buck. Buck to McClellan. 55 left. McClellan drives in. Nothing called.
Shot block.
Pearl shoots. She misses. Knocked out of bounds. That looked like it was out of bounds on Buck, but they're going to give it to.
Well, look at those fans over there. They're losing their cool.
Pass inside to Pearl. You're going to take it back up, Pearl.
Oh, they're told to turn the clock, what they were told. She could have put it in, though.
We got 35 seconds left in the second. The Rimble is trying to tie.
Look at this. Box and one. Just run a pick off of your own teammate.
15 seconds.
Nobody coming out on Big Mac. We're under 10 now. Gonna move. We got a block.
Courtney Pritchett for a block attack. You know how many times she has been called on that? How many times?
I don't know. Several.
Several. And that's going to be her second.
We need to have a discussion with Mrs. Pritchett.
Well, I don't. On that, I don't know what she's doing.
Savannah had to come in for a pitcher.
Well, if you're just moving, halfway moving, they're going to call you.
Smith's going to run it down. Pull up and shoot, and nothing there. So at the end of the second, you got your Lady Moss catch 36, your Lady Bulldogs 19.
So we scored 17, and they scored, they have 19 now, they scored 8. So we've had two good quarters. And as a result, they're up by 17. But right now, let's go away for these messages from our sponsors. And please listen closely and take your business to them. They'll be happy. You'll be happy. And Delaney and Johnny are going to dance up here on this stage.
Don't you dare go away.
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Well, welcome back to Red Burling Springs High School at halftime of our Lady Bobcat game. The Lady Bobcats are up 36-19 against a team from Red Burling that has won 19 this year, so we're doing pretty good. We did beat them, I think, 18 back in the first week of December, but at any rate, at the moment, we have great coach Nathan Aaron of our Bobcat. So welcome, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on another great night last night. I don't know if you got what you expected, but you got enough to put us at 4-4 in district. And I understand that coin didn't come down in our favor.
No, it didn't, but that's part of it.
Yeah.
Like I explained to the guys again today, you take care of business at Clark Range or Jackson County at home, you're not in that situation. So you kind of have to live with the consequences.
Yeah, so we already own a victory over the Bulldogs here. What are you expecting?
Them to be really excited for them to be playing us on their senior night.
Yeah, that usually
it's
happens.
It's a hard place to play. I mean, I played here five times in high school. It's not an easy place to come win, and you know, it never has been. You know, I think looking back at my high school career, I think I played well down here one time. It's just hard to.
Well, you probably only played here one time.
No, I played here five.
Yeah. I love playing here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I never played here, but red and white was my high school colors. But when I leave this gym, I have a headache.
Yeah.
But, I get over it quickly. Any special thoughts about Chance Asbury?
I mean, that's who they run through, him and 22 Powell. They played, trying to get the guys to realize, you know, they played Jackson County at Jackson County and lost by 9. It was a 4-point game in the third quarter, and a kid from Jackson County rattles off 6 straight and puts them up 10. And, I mean, Jackson County's a tough place to go play. And, I mean, you know, that was after Jackson County beat them by 37 here, you know, a few months ago, and then going to their place last night and competing. And this is, you know, the Asbury kid has the single game scoring record, whatever it was. I think he scored like 40 or 50 or something at one point this year early before we played him the first time. And I think he had 13 on us at our place. And a Powell kid really hurt us. I think he had 18. And last night, from talking to Jackson County's coach, those two combined for like 40 something of their 56 points.
Wow.
So that's how they go as those two go.
So I don't want you to let any secrets out, but does that say, I'm thinking now about Ben Neal and what a tough defense he plays.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you zone, or what you're going to do, but maybe I shouldn't.
The first time we played Ben guarded the point guard, Byfield, number 11. He'll probably start out on Asbury this time and keep Blake on the foul kid. Told him, you know, he kind of worked you over the first game, you know, had 18. That can't happen. Because they do go as those two go. And if you let them get rolling, I mean, I don't care if you score 50 in a game. You don't care who you're playing. You're pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I know Ben was Defensive Player of the Year in the district last year, and he's still, this year, should be way up there.
Well, he was all defense. He wasn't Defensive Player of the Year last year, but he was defense. He's all defensive team, and he was all defensive team again this year, as voted on by the coaches.
Yeah, I stand corrected. Any surprises on the votes?
No. I thought, you know, but we got well represented as well. Dawson and John Michael make first team, and Brian's on the second team, and Blake's on the third team. You know, I thought that I told the boys, you know, that shows a lot of what other people think of you.
Right. That's respect.
And, you know, and that's good because I didn't know how many we'd get on a team. But, I mean, that speaks to, you know, how well some of them have played, especially since Christmas, because we've had a nightmare schedule since Christmas, the last 10 games. You know, you look at it, I mean, we could have easily gone, you know, 7-3-7 as opposed to 7-3 or whatever it's been since.
Well, we've got a darn good record, Coach. You should be congratulated for that. What is that, 17 wins now?
17-8, yeah. So, you know, need one tonight with a little momentum going in to play Monterey.
That'll be 19.
I hope so. Yeah. I was talking to some coaching friends, and we were talking, you know, Monterey, you know, we've played them twice, and I would rate our performance about a C.
Yep.
Both times, and I would rate their performance roughly a C both times. So,
but we
won
by 20.
Yeah.
Twice.
But well, that's both of us playing at about the same level. We got to come in and, you know, Tuesday night be ready to play. I gave them the example. I know a guy that coaches it there in Nashville. They played Ezel Harding had played them. Played Davidson Academy twice. Ezel Harding and beat them by 20 something the first time, and beat them by 15 the last game of the regular season. They had to make up a snow day, and then they turned around and played them this year in the district tournament because Division II's already started. And Davidson Academy beat them by 12 the very next night after getting beat 15 the night before.
Well,
so,
any of these schools in District 8 very strong?
Watertown. Watertown's they went undefeated in the district. They beat Good Pasture both times. So I think it finished with Watertown first, Good Pasture second, Gordonsville third, Red Bull in fourth, Merrill Hyde fifth, and Trousdale sixth.
Okay.
How about the injuries? You've got the Peyton Rector.
Peyton Rector and Will Garrett, both those are out for the year.
Well, Coach, we could stand here, either one, for another 3 or 4 hours to talk basketball, but we got a report on this Lady Bobcat team, so I just have to thank you and wish you good luck, and you'll playing Tuesday night, right?
Yes, sir, 7:30.
We'll see you there.
Thanks,
Coach. I don't even think we're going to take a break. Johnny?
Okay, for the Lady Bulldogs of Red Bulling Springs, you have Hannah Smith with 6, Maggie Eisenberg with 1, Shaley Ellington with 5, Kaylee Tuck with 4, and Tamara Murphy with 3. Total of 19 for your Pittsburgh Lady Bobcats. Tristan McClellan with 15, Courtney Pritchett with 2, Abby Buck with 3, Jennifer with 13, Gracie Martin with 3 for a total of 36. Lady Bobcats up 36-19.
And here we go, beginning of the third quarter. McMack gets it over to Buck. Buck gets it off top of Pearl. Pearl penetrates down on the inside, passes to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to shoot a little jumper in there.
Left baseline.
Left
they moved
baseline.
That ball so well. 38-19, and that will be a 2X for us.
Smith
doubles the score.
She gets the ball down to Ellington. Ellington gets it to Murphy up top. Murphy over to Eisenberg. Eisenberg back to Ellington. Ellington passes inside to Tuck, up to Murphy again. Murphy gets it back to Ellington.
you got to pull the trigger as soon as you get that ball out there.
If it is a touch, she's actually a big girl to get in.
That was a good move.
Yeah. Ball pass all the way down to Pritchett, so she answers back, lays it in on the left side.
Boy, I tell you what, they've got radar when they start up the floor. That's kicked out of bounds. I think it'll be Lady Bulldogs ball still. Yep. 40-21, 6:59 remaining.
Ball inbounded to, should have been going to Ellingson, but she's knocked down by Hurl. Nothing called. They get the ball in to Ellingson. Ellingson's going to bring it down.
Get back.
Ellingson gets it to Eisenberg. Eisenberg passes back to Ellison. Ellison drives inside, pulls up a little jumper. She misses, rebound Pearl.
Look at her. She's already got her head. You know, that's the other thing. We don't talk about that.
Already but looking ahead.
Yes. Our ball handlers are not watching anything except up the floor. And you watch other teams. They don't do so much of that.
Ball inbound into Creek. She goes up shoot, and it's just stripped away from by Tuck. Eisenberg gets it down to Murphy, and she loses control of the ball.
Not a good thing.
Nope. She looks to be very young.
Don't they all? But I know what you're saying.
Buck with it up top. She gets it over to McClellan.
Don't lead you there, ball.
She drives in, gets it to Bibbery up to Pearl. Pearl for three. Count it.
Boy, Jana's come on here in the last 6-8 games. 43-21.
Gets it to Murphy. Back over to Smith. Down to Ellingson. Ellingson inside to Tuck. Oh, and he stripped away.
All ball. There's Jana. She said it.
Well, you can't get them all, I guess.
Goes against Jana Pearl, her second.
How many points did Jana have yet, Johnny?
She's got 16.
Watch it.
Ball pass inside to Eisenberg, and it's going to be a foul on Bibbery.
Wasn't paying attention, so it was too late.
It's going to be her second.
And that was a cripple, wide open.
Ball up, in there.
They'll take advantage of you if you're on the work.
Cullen gets it down, gets it over to Pritchett. Pritchett brings it back around, drives right inside the hot spot, gets it out to McClellan. She drives inside, pass underneath the
look at that ball move.
Pritchett, it rolls it around.
Look at that ball movement out there.
Ain't going to be a hold on McClellan. It'll be her first.
Well, all of a sudden, there's three personals in this half against the Lady Bobcats. We're yet to see one against the Lady Bulldogs.
Smith with the ball, gets it down to Eisenberg. Eisenberg gets it to Ellington. Throws him back to Eisenberg. She drives in, and that's going to be a charge. It is. And Eisenberg just fouled out.
Jana moved right over there to take that.
She stood firm, too. She didn't move. That was a good call.
And here we go.
Here we go. McClellan's going to run it down. Takes it to the right side of the hot spot, gets it up to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it in. She gets it back to McClellan for a three. Count it. How many she got?
A lot. She's got three threes. And 18 points.
18 points. Almost stripped away, and he did it by ball. Pearl takes it down, lays it in.
You know, that's what that trap on the sideline will do for you.
Mm-hmm. Murphy with the ball. She gets it back up top to Ellingson. Ellingson runs it down. She's going to be double-teamed again.
And they tie her up.
And tie her up. And it's going to stay with the Lady Bulldogs.
Pritchett had a hold of that ball, didn't she?
Number 40 tried to ratchet away, and it didn't work.
Pass inside to Murphy. Murphy gets it to Tuck. Tuck gets it back to Murphy. Murphy gets it down to Ellison. Ellison shoots a three. She misses. Rebound, Pritchett.
And away we go.
She gets it down to Pearl. Pearl shoots. She's going to be fouled by number 12, Murphy.
You know, I've got a fundamental question on Jaina. Does, when she's out in the perimeter, not boarding, getting a defensive board, is she breaking away before the board?
Yes.
I think that she's always done it.
First shot up by Pearl's good, 4:23 left in the third. Big shout out, I was supposed to do this yesterday, and I totally forgot last night at the game. I'm going to do a big shout out to, second shot up by Pearl's good. Big shout out to Kim Melton, which would be Big Mac McClellan's mama. Happy birthday, Kim.
Sing it, sing it, sing it.
Happy birthday to you. Stuck with the ball. Stuck gets it out to touch. She shoots the three. Not there. Rebound, Bibry. Bibry pushes it down. All the way down to the ball. Oh,
that's a balloon pass.
Up top to Buck. Buck's going to get to shoot a three. He misses. Rebound by
Tuck. Don't foul.
Tuck takes it down, and she's going to be double teamed again. They do that so quick, too. They do that double team.
Right.
Time out on Red Bull and Springs, 3:51, less than the 30. Lady Bobcats, 50. Your Lady Bulldogs, 24.
Is it sold? Full time out. We're going to break away, folks, so you can hear some good words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back, folks.
We've got the Bulldogs with the ball. Murphy's got it up top of the key. Pulls up a good one, gets it to Tuck. Tuck hands it off to Tuck.
Ooh.
Passes up top to Smith. Smith penetrates in, turns around.
Yeah, gotta watch your feet there, young lady.
Down in the corner to Ellison. Ellison up to Murphy.
Boy, that defense was slowing him down. He shouldn't be dribbling like that, though.
Murphy to...
back door.
Oh, back door, and there's going to be a foul on Buck.
Yeah. That was a good play, but I'd like to see him pass the ball quickly, not dribble.
Smith with the, at the free throw line to shoot two. First shot up. Good.
She's a pretty good player, Johnny. What's she put in?
She got the 7.
Going for 8. Nailed it. 50-26.
Got number 32. You let in for Smith. McClellan's going to run it down. Gets it up top to Hammock. Hammock passes underneath Pritchett. Pritchett takes the baseline. Gets it out to McClellan. She takes it up top to Milbury. Milbury down the corner to Pritchett. Reach it up to McClellan.
Move it.
McClellan back to Hammock. She's going to shoot a three. Looks good.
Yep.
Here, count it.
What's a long three there.
Yep.
Savannah knocks home a turkey.
Ball pass to Ellington. Ellington's running it down. She's double-teamed again. She gets it to Murphy. Murphy's open. She's going to drive in, shoot. It falls in. She gets that bounce.
She got it. lucky one on that. 53-28, 2:15.
McClellan gets it over to Hammock. Hammock throws it to Pritchett up top. Pritchett feeds it inside to Milbury, knocked out, but Pritchett runs it down. She gets it up to McClellan. She's wide open for three. This one rolls in and out. Rebound goes to number 40, Ellingson. Ellingson brings it down. She's no, double team picked up. McClellan runs it down, but knocks it out of bounds. Good hustle. Good hustle. Saved with the Lady Bulldogs.
I haven't seen a white jersey dive yet. Have you?
No. Ball inbound. It's Murphy. Murphy runs it down.
High dribble there.
She passes to Ellingson. Ellingson gets it inside the Tuck. Tuck goes in. She scores. How many has Tuck got?
33. Katie Tuck?
Yeah.
She has got 9.
Buck with the 3. She misses. Rebound McClellan. She gets it out to Bilbrey for a 3. Yeah!
Turkey for 1. Bilbrey, who dropped her shoulders when it went in, said, woo! 56-30.
Murphy with it.
That reaction.
1:15 left in the third.
Well, Mrs. Zebra.
She's fouled by Alana Bibra. This will be her third.
15 foul in this half.
I don't know who that number 15 is. Not on that one, is it?
No, don't have her.
Okay. She's a ghost.
Casper.
And 15's got the ball. She passes over to Murphy. Murphy gets it to Smith.
Stay on her.
Smith gets it to Tuck. Tuck's going to drive in. Shoot. Nope, she's too hard. Bibber gets the ball.
She was out too far. That was out of her normal range.
Bibber gets it over to McClellan. McClellan that pops the mug open. Back to McClellan. McClellan's
going to
shoot another 3. That one's a little off. Going to be rebounded by Tuck. Tuck just...
She Tuck did the...
She did the butt.
Yeah.
To McClellan. Murphy with the ball.
Is that the booty dance?
The booty butt. Oh, almost picked off. 15 comes down with it. Passes in the corner to Ellingson. Ellingson takes it back up. Ellingson gets it to Murphy.
Well, she seems disinclined to drive the space.
Murphy drives in. Shoot. Does it now. Rebound Hammock. 10 seconds left. Big Mac with the ball. She drives in. There's going to be a foul. I think number 12, maybe. That's her third.
Not shooting, so that was a good stop by the Lady Bulldog.
Ball inbounded to Pritchett. Pritchett shoots the ball flat.
Somebody deflated the ball.
Yep. Stays with Bobcats. Yeah, she goes up with it. She knocks it out of her hand. Ball inbounded to Hammock. Hammock shoots. No foul calls.
What are we doing?
Goes back to you, Lady Bobcat.
You want to know what's going on. Get up off the floor and pop it over their heads, girls.
Falling down at the fridge, and she goes up. And there is going to be a foul on that one.
She's going to shoot at the line, I believe.
Nope. There.
No?
Yeah.
That goes against number 10. Three is her third, and Fritch at the line. First shot up, no good. Second one on its way. Good. Count that one.
57-30. We scored 21. They scored 11 in the third. Let's go away, and we'll be right back with the last quarter.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Well, I'll pass, folks. I'll pass along to Pearl, and she gets it in there and shoots the score, knocked out of bounds down here by your Abbey Buck, so it stays with the Lady Bulldogs. I think we're getting ready to get some subs, and we are.
Oh, a number of them.
We've got Liz Logan, Brown, Gracie Martin, Savannah Hammock, and Alana Bibber in. Ball inbound into Ellingson. Ellingson passes inside, but Hammock tries to do it right. Hammock gets it over to Bilbrey, down in the corner to Martin. Martin takes it in, passes out to Brown. Brown gets it back in the corner to Logan. Logan back to Brown. Oh, Brown passes inside to Bilbrey, but nothing there, so gets it stripped away. Tuck gets it down to Ellingson. Ellingson's going to drive all the way in. It's in there.
He plays a pretty decent game on
that. Brown with the ball. He passes over to Martin. Martin to Logan. Logan back to Martin. Martin drives in. That's top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey for a three.
Oh.
This one's off a little bit. Bounce around. Gracie comes away with it, but she's knocked down.
Well, there's no ceremony about that, so we'd have to say unceremoniously.
Second.
And Alana Bilbrey now checked out, so all our starters are on the bench right now. 6:50 remaining, 59-32.
Ball inbound into Johnson. Johnson gets it to Brown. Brown gets it over to Hammock for a three. Looks good. No, a little hard. Rebound goes to Ellingson.
Unafraid to put it up.
Ellingson drives down. It's a blocked shot by Hammock. She gets her own rebound and gets her own rebound again. This time there's a fight for it on the floor, and it still stays with the Lady Bulldogs. Number 25.
Offers.
Desiree Altrich.
Ball inbounded. They've got some subs in, too. I don't have number
14
either.
Brown steals it.
Brown steals it and lays it in. Left-handed layup with her. Number 14 with the ball. She gets it to number 32. You left. It's stripped away again. Martin wins it. She takes it down. It shoots too hard, but Hammock tried to get the rebound. She shoots it in.
63-32. Johnny,
you
think we're
going to
pull this one out?
I think we're
going to
pull it out.
Oh,
Hacker with the ball, and she's going to be fouled by Gracie Martin. That's going to be her first. And Gracie's going to sit down, and Baby's in. Ball's inbounded to Ellingson. Tuck.
Oh, they play tough defense.
Tuck gets it to number, I think it's 15. She shoots, she misses. Baby knocks it out. And it's going to stay with you, Lady Bulldogs.
5:38 remaining in the fourth. Lady Bobcats are up 63-32.
Logan's out with Martin back.
Five.
Get the ball inbounded long to number 15, and Hammock's there to pick it off. She passes underneath, and it's knocked away by number 32. You led. Balls down with Tuck.
She wants.
Tuck takes it all the way in. It's stripped away from my Gracie Martin. Out of bounds. It stays with the Lady Bulldogs.
5:19 remaining. You know, I think that the rest of this game is going to be, for a lack of a better expression, garbage time.
Ball inbounded long to 15. 15 takes it in. It's going to be a foul.
I don't know how she put it in, except she is a left-handed young lady.
That goes against Brown, her first.
Seventh team foul, so Lady Bulldog could be shooting from this point on.
And this is the hammock try to get the rebound. 5:10 left in the ball game. Gets it down to Brown. Brown takes it on the inside, passes to Hammock. Hammett drives in, made it wide open, lays it in.
.455 remaining at 65-34.
Tuck with the ball. Passes to 32.
Left. Nady rebounds. And Brownie's on a breakaway. She lays it in.
Lays it in. What'd you get, Johnny?
Kennedy Fleming.
Kennedy Fleming.
Is which one?
Number 15.
What's 14?
Didn't get 14. I got hers, Amber McCarty. McCarter.
Number 14. Number 14. And which one? Number 14 is who?
Amber McCarter.
That foul was on our number 20.
20 Tuck at the line, first shot up. She misses, and it's rebounded by Beatty. Beatty gets it to Hammock.
Beatty's gotten a bucket and a couple of rebounds in the last 30 seconds.
Martin dives in all the way in, and she's going to be fouled.
16 foul on the Lady Bulldogs, 4:13 remaining.
Goes against Tuck at 24. Office. Martin at the line, first shot up, good.
.68-34. I think that's just exactly 2X.
Second shot.
Oh,
no.
In and out.
14 gets the rebound. Ball down to 15. Fleming. Shot up, Hammett gets the rebound.
You got fouled.
He's still getting
fouled.
Oh, they call for a walk.
Oh, boy. Who are you going to call?
Get the ball in to number 24, Hatcher. Up top, Fleming.
Jump ball.
Call a jump ball. Oh. That's going to go to Gracie Martin.
He was going to call a foul.
No, they're going to call a foul, aren't they?
Yeah.
They changed it.
Well, that ball, but you couldn't tell. Oh, God. This guy was right in front of the play, and he called it a dumb ball.
Going to be three on Greg, Martin. Shot up good by number 15, Fleming.
Soft ball.
Second shot. Good.
Actually, almost a two-handed shot. 68-36, Lady Bobcats leading.
Logan gets it to Brown. Brown's going to pull up in there.
She can hit the, she can pop it.
She gets some points when she goes in, too.
70-36 with 3:30 to go.
Hatcher with the ball.
You got to move over. You got it. That's the way to do it.
Carter with it. She gets it down to Tuck. Tuck passes out to 24. Hatcher, she misses the shot. Out of bounds. It's going to go to your Lady Bobcat. Got more in. I'm just now starting to learn their names.
Oh,
I know. How about I do numbers?
But you can do it.
I can do it. Martin with the ball. Martin passes over to Brown on the right side. almost knocked her away. Half inside the baby. Baby's going to turn.
Oh!
She shoots and misses. Rebound coming away with this. It's going to be McCarter. Amber McCarter. I've got her for 45.
That's correct. 45?
Yeah, but she said 14 was McCarter.
That's on the sheet.
Oh. Knocked out of bounds by Liz Logan. It's going to stay with the Lady Bulldogs.
249 remaining at 70-36. So you think we may pull this out, Johnny?
Yeah, I think we're going to.
Boy, listen to those feet.
Ball passed in to, I don't have a number 44 either. Ball rebounded by Beatty. Gets it to Martin. Martin down to Brown. Brown takes it in, lays it up.
You know, the more I see Brownie, the more I like her.
I like Brown. Quick. You don't care about driving the shoe. Fleming with the ball. She drives in left-handed shot. It's in there.
They're both really putting it in the hole.
220 left in the ball game.
220.
Martin with it up top. Well, passes underneath, but it's knocked out of bounds. Oh, no, it's saved.
Don't dribble too high there, lady.
44 with the ball. Martin, she knocks her to the ground. That's going to be four on Martin.
I never noticed her hair goes all the way to her waist.
44 is at the line to shoot. First shot up. In and out.
Line down. 148 remaining. 72-38. We actually could have the mercy rule, but it's too late now.
No. Logan gets the rebound, gets it to Martin. Martin passes inside the baby, throws over her head. Comes away with this. Going to be Fleming. Fleming's going to run it down.
Baby should have had that.
Passes to 45. 45 over to Fleming. Fleming drives in. Shoots. It's in there. She's a good player.
She's got a nice shot just the right time because it's almost indefensible. She'll put it up on the run, and before you know it, it's in the basket.
Johnson shoots, she misses. So it's going to go to Lady Bulldogs.
Clock's running.
I don't know, I saw that. 72-40.
45 with it across the key. Takes it over on the right side.
Under a minute.
Hands it off to 32. 32 gets it up 44, back to 45. 45 up top. She's going to shoot. Number 14. She misses. Oh, 44 gets the rebound. She picks it up. Nothing there. Baby gets the rebound. She throws it to Logan. Logan over to Martin.
Ooh, come on, girls. 30 seconds.
Martin's going to take it down. Shoot. Nothing there. Baby's going to pass it out to Logan. Logan gets it down to Brown. Brown passes it back to Martin. Martin's going to shoot three. Nope. Baby gets the rebound. Baby gets it to Logan. Logan passes underneath to Johnson in there.
Baby's got some boards, you know?
Yeah.
74-40. Under 10 seconds now.
Ball with 45. She shoots. Misses. Gets her own rebound.
So, at the final buzzer, our Lady Bobcats prevail by a score of 74-40, having scored 17 in that quarter. And Lady Bulldogs scored 10. So, we come away with a 34-point victory after beating the same team in December by 18. So we improved on at least the score. So right now we're going to go away, folks, and now's the time for you to take your break. Refill your toddy, make a another pit stop, and come back and listen to the podcast because we're going to bring it to you.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks, to Red Boiling Springs High School. Folks, we're going to have, homecoming and senior night here between games. So we're going to have Johnny give you the scoring data from the Lady Bobcat game, which they blew the Lady Bulldogs out of the gym. Johnny?
Okay, for the Lady Bulldogs of Red Boiling Springs, Hannah Smith had 8. Maggie Eisenberg with 3. Kaylee Ellingson with 7. Kaylee Tuck with 9. Tamara Murphy with 5. And Kennedy Fleming with 8 for a total of 40. For the Dickey County Lady Bobcats, Chris McCullen had 18. Brittany Pritchett had 7. Abby Buck had 3. Jana Pearl with 20. Alana Bibrius 3. Olivia Brown with 4. Gracie Martin with 6. Savannah Hammock with 5. And Tara Johnson with 2 for a total of 74. So the Lady Bobcats win this one here at Red Bulling Springs, 74-40. And didn't really surprise us that much. You know, Red Bulling Springs, Ralph, and we talked about it earlier, used to be a tough team when you come down here. But every so often, every few years, while a team has a slump, and, you know, Red Bulling Springs, Lady Bulldogs is in a little slump right now, but they'll come out of it.
Well, they won 19 this season. That loss takes us to a 19-15 record, and of course our Lady Bobcats end up at this point they're 23-2, which, by the way, folks, that was the record when I was playing around my last year. But at any rate, 23-2 is a darn good record, as you know. And yeah, Johnny, go ahead and do that. He wants to run through the sponsor.
Just before we go off the air, Ralph, sponsorship is the B&K Buy-Right Grocery, Birdstown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Carr's Auto Spot, Jackson Signs, Brown's Funeral Chapel, Brian Cross Carpentry, People's Bank and Trust, Albany Plumbing and Electric, Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, Dale Hollis Shell, Pastor Allen Rady with First Baptist Church at Birdstown, and Dr. Terry Riley. Remind everyone you can listen to us on WAMY, next day broadcast, usually around 12:30, unless they've got something going on with their teams there in Kentucky, 100.9 Stereo FM, and also HRN Cable Channel 10 out of Overton County. Listen to us each and every night as we have these games. Season's winding down, folks.
Yeah, we got one more game to go with our and that's going to start shortly. But right now, we're going to go away, folks, and Robert, keep looking for us. We'll be back.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!